This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. For an inmate leaving prison, getting a job can make the difference between success and ending up back in the system. For women at Tachita Correctional Institution in the Fond du Lac area, they've got a new program for developing some key job skills, including a certificate in welding. That program launched earlier this year with some assistance from Moraine Park Technical College and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Rachel Frida-Gady joins us now. She's a social worker at Tachita. Rachel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about what's involved in this welding program this year at Tachita, what the inmates are learning, and how they're able to practice the trade?
Sure. So this is our first time doing this program. The ladies, we have about eight participating in each cohort. So they're really learning a lot of skills that kind of trains them for an entry-level welding position. So that way that when they get out in the community, they can, you know, have the criteria met just to be to walk into a job and say, you know, I've got a certificate, I know the skills, I know the machinery, you know, can I have a job? So it's really something concrete that they can walk away with from while they're here.
And to paint a little picture here, this is kind of cool. It's this mobile welding lab that can go for now into Tachita. It might be at another prison in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how
we actually have a CNC program at one of our other sites. So that's proven to be really successful. So I know we're really hoping that the kind of the same thing can come of this program.
And what kind of response are you getting from the inmates who are going through this welding program?
They're very excited. I know there is definitely a waiting list for this program. You know, it's something different. And I think that for women, there's such opportunity for them to get into these kind of fields. It's not something that, you know, they've always thought that they could do. So now seeing this opportunity here for them, they're really excited, especially after hearing, like, from some of the other successes we've had with our other programs, like the CNC program. They're really excited for the opportunities that they can get when they get out of here.
And then this is a partnership, right, with one of the technical colleges in our system?
Yep, correct.
Which one is working on that?
This Moraine Park Technical College here in Fond du Lac.
In addition to this welding program and that CNC program you mentioned, there is, I understand, a new job center there as well. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes. So this has been really exciting. I'm actually going to be going there later this afternoon to work with some of the ladies. So we partnered with the DWD. They even have said that our job center here is nicer than some of the job centers they actually work out of. So you walk in and it really just looks just like a job center. You know, it's got the logo. We've got all the computers. Everything's brand new in there. So what the ladies do is they come kind of in groups, depending on when they're going to be releasing. They kind of get oriented with using the computer, using the software, getting set up with an account on the Job Center website. And then depending on kind of what their needs are, it depends on where they'll go with that. You know, it might be they need help with resume building. They might need help identifying, like, what kind of skills might I be able to match with a job when I get out. Some of them need some help with, like, soft skills, job interviewing, things like that.
And you mentioned the Department of Workforce Development, the DWD, and I guess they're interested in this in part is there's a shortage in some places in the state and some jobs of workers. Is that part of the goal here to help meet the state's labor needs?
Yes, absolutely. You know, having ex offenders is a really good labor source for a lot of people. You know, there's so many jobs open up, and this is just a really untapped population that finally, people are starting to realize that could have a lot of potential and do a lot of good for us. You know, gives them something positive and meaningful to go back to, helps them make connections with people in the community that would be positive for them, and gives them a purpose. So,
talking to Rachel Frida-Gady from Tachita Correctional Institution, social worker there, talking about job programs at the institution, including a job center and a welding program there right now. And Rachel, I want to follow up on that last point you made. Mm-hmm. How important is it, assuming we want inmates not to show up back at Tachita in the future, how important is it to get them on the path to a job?
Well, you know, a stable job not only provides them a source of income when they get out, but again, it gives them a constructive use of their time. Something that I hear pretty frequently from our ladies is that, you know, they get out, they don't have anything to do, they get bored. They start thinking about things that maybe they shouldn't be thinking about. They get involved with the wrong people, and then here we are again. So not only does it give them, you know, stability and income, it also gives them, you know, something positive, pro-social ties to other people in the community. It gives them so much opportunity.
And while they're still incarcerated, does it help to have this kind of goal that they're working toward along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. Research actually says that, you know, connecting our offenders with programs prior to release helps them build that relationship, and then they're more likely to maintain that relationship when they are released. So, you know, it helps them put a face with a name. So some of these DWD staff that are actually here will be working with some of these ladies upon their release into the community. So, and if not, they're going to be, you know, working with people at other DWD sites to kind of connect them ahead of time. So they're not just going in there and not sure about things.
Now, without these kind of programs, job training programs, what are the obstacles for someone leaving prison finding a job?
It can be difficult. I mean, there is definitely still some stigma around, you know, having a conviction on your record. And I think, too, what I hear a lot is that these ladies, they don't really know what kind of skills they have, so they don't know where to start. They don't have any guidance. They kind of just get lost in the shuffle with things, and then and they're kind of stuck. They end up doing lots of jobs, lots of odd jobs, things that they don't necessarily want to do just to try to get by. And, you know, they're not getting any real, you know, pleasure or gains out of it. It's just kind of a, here's a job, I go to work, I go 9 to 5. You know, it's not something that makes them happy. Having these opportunities to kind of find something that fits what they want to do, what they enjoy doing, what they already know, and then also providing that education, you know, through our vocational programs also gives them something concrete to walk out of here with.
As we wrap up, Rachel, we've talked about some applied programs like a welding, about the job center. What's next? What's down the road at Tichita when it comes to workforce training for the residents, the inmates there?
I know that we are going to try to partner with some staffing agencies, too, to try to do some like little resource fairs and mock job interviews, different things like that. I know that's something that the ladies have been asking for is they want to practice. You know, what do I say? How do I say it? How do I talk about having a record? That's something that they've maybe never had to have a conversation for.
Rachel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That's Rachel Friday-Gady, social worker at Tichita Correctional Institution. Talked to her today about a new welding training program for inmates at the women's prison.